This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. Today, one of these guys is going to have an opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. Players, you ready? Ready? Let's go play Starcade. All right, another Starcade, and here we are. Two good players ready to go. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Steve Jones.
Steve, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a freshman at Monta Vista High School in Danville, and I like to draw, collect comic books, and play video games.
How many comic books do you have?
1,352.
Holy mackerel. What's the oldest or the most valuable one, do you think?
I have one that's worth $94. It's X-Men 94.
Isn't that something? Well, congratulations. Nice to have you here on the show. Let's meet your opponent right now. Your name, please.
My name is James Eggeman. I live in Fremont, California, and I go to Ohlone College, and I'm studying to get a business administration degree.
Good. I hope you get that. I wish you good luck here on Starcade. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their playing ability in today's games. One of these guys is going to have a chance to win their own fabulous video arcade game, and today it is Moon Patrol. Okay, Steve, shake hands here. There we go, shaking hands, going back there. And while they go over to get ready at the podium, Kevin will tell us the games that we have to deal with today.
Jeff, today's show brings together a whole lineup of colorful video game characters, starting with Pac-Man Plus, the great one on a fast track. Next, it's Mr. Dew's Castle, Cherries or Monsters, take your pick. In the middle, Discs of Tron, This Is Another World. Cliffhanger, Romance and Heroism Live On. And finally, Q-Bert, an orange, happy, hoppy creature. Jeff?
Okay, some old familiars there and some new ones, too. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show, and one of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, then automatically you're going to win your valuable... Hello. Automatically you're going to win a valuable prize. All right, now, Kevin, see if you can do better as you whisper to the home audience and tell them what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is Mr. Dew's Castle.
Alrighty, that's the game. Now, we're going to take a look at a question here. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Here we go. Donkey Kong Jr. can annihilate Mario's brigade of snapping jaws and ape-eating birds by A, knocking them off, or B, bombarding them with fruit. James.
B, bombarding them with fruit.
Right you are. You picked the first game. What are we going to play first, Steve? James, sorry.
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert. Q-Bert it is. Okay. We'll find out about Q-Bert from Kevin. Kev?
Q-Bert is a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All the green objects are safe to hit and add points. But be careful, Q-Bert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
Well, James, you picked Q-Bert. Do you have a pattern on Q-Bert?
No, I don't.
Well, okay, just be sure if you can not to fall off. If you can get Coily to jump off while you jump on the disc, 500 points each time you do that, and we'll wish you good luck. You all set?
All right.
All right, James, 50 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Oh, too bad. Burton with danger there. You did it. There's 500 points. 45 seconds. It's displayed. It's displayed coming up. 15 seconds. Waiting for it, huh? Smart move. Thousand 50. Congratulations, right, James. You. Yes. All right. James goes back. And here comes Steve. Well, Steve, you saw what he did. What do you think?
I think I can beat him.
Do you? Okay, you'll have to go some to do it. He got coyly off a couple of times. Very smart waiting that last time. You have 50 seconds also. And we wish you good luck, Steve. Ready, get set, play. Here we go. Close match here. Way to play, Steve. Hang on just a second. I know you're anxious to get back, and we'll get back there in just a moment, right after these words.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Moon Patrol. You'll be cruising on the moon, firing on low-flying saucers and lunar rocks that litter the surface. Moon Patrol, furnished by Williams Electronics. Time now for more Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Cap, thanks. Well, let's see where we are. After Kubert, Steve, you have a score of 3,200.
Right.
James, you have 3,050. Really close. 150 points between you. Steve in the lead. Of course, there's one more game to be played in this round. Then we'll total the points on both games, and the one who has the most points will get to play the name of the game board. So I have another question for you. If you guys are ready, hands on buzzers, and here we go. In the Lazy Lagoon screen of Congo Bongo, what is the last animal the hunter must get by to reach Steve?
Snakes.
No, sorry. The choices are hippos and rhinos, and it was rhinos. So, James, once again, you get to choose a game. What do you say?
Discs of Tron.
Discs of Tron. That is a wild, wild game, and Kevin is going to tell us a bit about it. Kev?
You are Tron, locked in a deadly battle with the warrior Sark, protector of a world that is pure energy, caught in an arena from which the only escape is victory. Electrifying light discs, guided by energy spots, are your only hope of de-rezzing Sark. Avoid his advances by jumping from disc to disc or by using your special deflect power. But for you now, survival lies only in the discs of Tron.
Okay, you picked it, James. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm not very good at it, so I'll get some practice.
Interesting strategy. This may not be the time to practice. I'll give you a couple of hints for you and Steve. When Sark first appears, let go of your disc right away. You might get him really fast. You got to watch out for the chasers. You can carom the discs off the walls, as you might know. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, good luck to you. You have deflectors, too. You have 7 of those. You'll have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Nicely played. Got to the third screen. You had Chaser got you once, but that's okay. Come on, Steve. Well, Steve, James gave you something to shoot at here. How are you at Discs of Tron?
I like it, but I don't know if I can do it. I'll try.
Well, we'll see if you still like it when you're finished here, okay? You have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play.
Yeah.
Oh, you got out of your way. Shark may be onto that trick. There, Steve, you got him. Plenty of time. Good shot. Okay, 25 seconds to go. How do you feel about Dissertron now?
I don't like it.
Okay, head back, Steve. We're going to add up the scores now. Both of you had a chance to play Qbert and Dissertron. One of you now is going to play for a very special prize. So we total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Steve, you have 6,600. James has 7,550. James, you come on out here, my friend. You're going to have a shot at the Name the Game board. Behind you, as you know, are four video screens. We're going to show you four video games, and all you have to do is identify them, and you're going to get some prizes. Kevin will tell us what they are. Kev?
James, if you get three correct answers, you will battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement, a futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And if you get all four right, it's a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
All right, James, those are in store for you. If you do well, let's see how you do. Turn around and take a look in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Lost Tomb or Frenzy?
Lost Tomb.
Right you are. One right. Number two, is that Cobra or Scramble?
Cobra.
Cobra is right. Doing fine. In the middle, Bouncer or Domino Man?
Bouncer.
No, sorry. That's wrong. Here's a chance again for a prize in number four, Explorer or Dazzler?
Explorer.
Explorer is right. Good for you, and it's a bionic chair for you, James. Congratulations. You're doing really well here in the show, but there's another game coming up. Steve may catch up. We'll find out if he does and who gets to go for their own video arcade game right after these words.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. What was the first Laserdisc game? Wrong. It was Astron Belt, a space flight simulation tested in locations in late 1982. Dragon's Lair followed that one, introduced at the game's convention in April 1983. These have been followed by Mach 3, Vega's Battle, Cliffhanger, Interstellar Laser Fantasy, Cube Quest, and Space Ace. And there's lots more in the works. It's time now to play Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, we have one of those laser games up there. Cliffhanger hasn't been played yet, along with Pac-Man Plus. That's up there, and Mr. Dew's Castle. This is round two. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games, as you know, is going to get a chance to take home Moon Patrol. So if you're ready, it's your last question. Steve, very important to you, if you can get this one. Hands on the buzzers. One of the foes faced by Dirk the Daring in Dragon's Lair is A, the Creepy Crawlers, or B, the Giddy Goons. Steve.
The Giddy Goons.
Right you are, the Giddy Goons. Well, James is in the lead, and now's your chance to use some strategy. What game are you going to pick? And by the way, the mystery game's still up there.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. All right, that is not the mystery game. It turned out it was Mr. Dew's Castle, but Cliffhanger is a neat game, and we'll find out about it from Kevin.
It was a dark night, with just a slight taste of rain in the air. I was on a job down at the local hangout, taking care of some counterfeit lettuce.
She's in trouble.
What could I do? I couldn't walk away. Not from her. I had to go after her. Even if it meant taking on that scoundrel, Count Draco. You see, her, it was easy to take on almost anything, because I knew she was going to be worth it. Cliffhanger.
She's one of the few people to take acting lessons by correspondence course. Thank you, Kevin. Okay, Steve, you pick Cliffhanger. This game is one of these games. You either know it or you don't. I presume you know it, huh?
Yeah, I know pretty well.
All right, I hope so, because you're behind. You need some points. The 40 seconds to play Cliffhanger. If you're ready, Get set, play.
She's gorgeous. She's in trouble.
If you need help.
Oh, should have gone left. 10 seconds.
Wow, she's gorgeous. She's in trouble.
40,000 points. That's a weird game, Steve. Head on back. Here comes James. Now, the question in all our minds is, did Steve sandbag you, James? How good are you on Cliffhanger?
Well, I'm fairly good.
Okay, well, he got 40,000 points. I would like to give you some hints of this game. I've never gotten past the car, so I have no idea what you're supposed to do. But good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have 40 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Should have gone up. 5 seconds.
Wow, she's good.
5,000 is what I see on there, James. Head on back. That's wild. Okay, we're going to check the scores right now. Old Cliffhanger looks like maybe it did it. Steve, you have a grand total of 46,600. James, you have 52,550. It looks like maybe starting over with Cliffhanger enabled you to get some extra points here. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations. You have
won the day.
And, Steve, we have to say goodbye to you, but you did really well. It's been nice meeting you, and we have some nice gifts for you for being on Starcade. Okay, did you have a good time?
Yeah, great time.
I'm glad you did. Okay, good luck to you, Steve. And now, James, let's find out what you've won for being the big winner of the day. Kevin?
It's the Spectra Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
All right. Well, if you keep playing like you've been playing, you're going to take home with you your own video arcade game, too. And that we're going to find out about here in just a few moments. And welcome back to Starcade. Well, James, you've had quite a day for yourself. You got yourself a bionic chair on the name of the game board. You won the entire game, so you've got yourself a computer. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to use the computer to help me out with my homework I have at school.
Mm-hmm. What course are you particularly interested
Basically
in?
Basically accounting. It's giving me a little trouble.
Ah, well, a computer will help you with that for sure. Now, we're going to find out if you can take home Moon Patrol with you. It's a big challenge. It's a chance to win Moon Patrol. There's still two games left unplayed, Mr. Dew's Castle and Pac-Man Plus. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Mr. Dew's Castle, you'd have to score at least 2,600 points, okay? If you pick Pac-Man Plus, you have to score at least 3,736 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who play these same games. You pick Pac-Man Plus?
Yes.
Okay, any reason for that decision?
I'm more familiar with the Pac-Man games than the Mr. Dew games.
All right, you have to score then 3,736 points or more in 30 seconds. You do that, and you're going to have Moon Patrol all to yourself. So while Kevin tells us about Pac-Man Plus, you and I will go on over and get ready to play the game.
It's the great one, jazzed up and speeded up, gobbling away faster than ever and more than ever, with frantic ghosts in pursuit and disappearing mazes just when the Pac-Man needs the most. It's one up on Pac-Man, a plus, and it's frantic.
Okay, here we are at Pac-Man Plus. Well, you have 30 seconds, and you're going to have to score 3,736 points. That's a lot of points to do in 30 seconds. Do you have a pattern in mind?
Just eat everything up and get the energizers out of the way.
Get the energizers out of the way. Now, you will find that in the middle will appear, if you're lucky, a soft drink. If you can get to that, they'll all disappear, and maybe you can get some more points, okay?
All right.
All right, good luck. You have 30 seconds. We're all behind you here. Get ready. Get set.
play.
Got the Star Freak, way to go. 10 seconds. That's trouble. Oh, not quite. 1970, a great year, but not a great score. That's too bad, James. But you played so well today. It's been nice knowing you, nice having you here on Starcade. So we'll wish you good. What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing there. I don't understand that sign. Whatever that means, it's time for us to go, okay? All right, Starcade will be with you next time. Hope you'll be with Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
Information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon, hideaway, cottage suites, and garden settings. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.